亲爱的主内弟兄姐妹朋友，大家平安。让我们一起聆听神赐给我们的宝贵话语，箴言第十六章第一节：心中的谋算在乎人，舌头的应对由于耶和华。人一切所行的，在自己眼中看为清洁，唯有耶和华衡量人心。你所做的要交托耶和华，你所谋的就必成立。耶和华所造的各是其用，就是恶人也为祸患的日子所造。读经到此。
谢谢李景弟兄为我们阅读经文。我们这个时候就请 Daskoshi 牧师来为我们传讲今早的信息。我们也请钟生全长老为我们做翻译。
I greet you all in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我奉救主耶稣基督的圣名向大家问安。
Today we shall meditate from the book of Proverbs, chapter 16.
今天我们来探讨箴言书第十六章
，verses 1-4。
一到四节，箴言书十六章一到四节找到了，请听我念。心中的谋算在乎人，舌头的应对由于耶和华。人一切所行的，在自己眼中看为清洁，唯有耶和华衡量人心。你所做的要交托耶和华，你所谋的就必成立。耶和华所造的各事其用，就是恶人也为祸患的日子所造。
In all the four verses, the name of the Lord appears in every verse.
在这四节经文当中，神的名字耶和华就是在这四节当中都出现了。
Though all the verses are talking about people,whether they are godly or ungodly, the Lord is viewed as the main person who is in control.
虽然在这几节当中都提到一些人啊，无论是进迁或者是不进迁的人，那无论如何，就在这几节的经文当中，就让我们看到说，主他就是主耶和华，他是在掌管这一切。
We are told in verse 1 that even though people think in certain way, finally when they answer something, and the word is determined by God.
然后我们在第一节就看到说，虽然有一些人他们在心里面就是所思想的是某一些东西，但是最终他们从口中所说出来的都是从神而来。
We haveThe story of a prophet named Balaam in the Bible.
那我们在圣经里面也看到有这样的一位先知，称为巴兰的。
He was invited by Balak, a wicked king, to curse God's people, Israel.
那他就被巴勒这个邪恶的王邀请。要去咒诅以色列民。
Balak offered him plenty of money.
巴勒就赐给应许说要给他很优厚的这个待遇。
Balaam was happy to receive that offer of money.
巴兰就很乐意的就是要接纳这些钱财。
The Bible says he loved the wages of unrighteousness.
那圣经说他就是喜爱这些就是不义的这些钱财。
However, when Balaam opened his mouth to curse Israel, the words came out of his mouth were words of blessing on Israel.
然而当这个巴兰他要开口来咒诅以色列民的时候呢，但是他从他口中所出来的 都是赞美歌颂的话。
As the scripture says, the Lord turned the curse into a blessing.
那因此圣经就告诉我们说神使到他的咒诅，就是巴兰的咒诅，变成了祝福。
The Lord is able even to change the thoughts of our hearts.
那神是能够就是来改变我们心中的思念。
He is a God who rules and overrules.
他是那位掌管一切的主。
Now look at verse 2.
我们来看第二节。
All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirit.
人一切所行的，在自己眼中看为清洁，唯有耶和华衡量人心。
We always tend to think that we know that our ways are pure and good.
然后我们一直都以为说我们知道我们自己所做的是什么，那这些都是很纯洁，而且是很真实的。
We justify our actions.
那我们甚至为我们所做的提出一些能够支持的一些论据。
We even when people confront our mistakes, we tend to tell them, "Well, these are the reasons why I do it."
那甚至如果有人提出一些反对的意见的时候，那我们甚至会提出一些论据来说这就是为什么我这么做。
Sometimes we tell others that all are doing these things. I'm not the only one who do it. So what is wrong?
那甚至我们有的时候会告诉人说，所有的人都是这么做的，我也做这事，有什么不对呢？
We justify our actions.
那我们为我们自己所行的来。就是来辩护。
We look at many things that are happening around us in the world.
然后我们就看放眼看这世界，各样在发生在我们周围的事情。
We tend to think that because everybody is doing things, we can also do those things, and because it is the social norm, it is acceptable.
然后我们就会有这样的想法说，因为大家都是这样子做这是世人所能够接纳的，那因此我们这么做也没有错的。
Whether it be the fashion, the kind of clothes that people put on,
那无论是一些服装上的这些潮流，就是人的衣着。
Well, it doesn't matter whether modest or immodest.
那无论是道德或者是不合乎道德。
Whether the kind of attitude.Toward money, saving it, keeping it for oneself.
然后或者我们对待钱财怎么样处理钱财，是要为着自己来累积存留，还是要怎么样？
Because all people generally are keeping and accumulating money, we think we also can keep on doing it, and God will not examine our heart's covetousness.
那因着多数的人人人都是这样子来积攒钱财，那么为着自己来累积，那我们就以为说我们也可以这么做我们就是我们的这样的一个贪念是就是不神是不会责怪的。
Recently, a mother was telling me of her daughter's way of spending money.
最近有一个母亲，做母亲的就告诉我她女儿是怎么样的挥霍钱财。
The young lady recently started to work and she has plenty of money.
那这个年轻的女子她刚刚最近开始工作，因此她拥有许多钱财。
She kept buying bags and clothes.
那她一直的就是买一些皮带就是手提袋，还是买一些衣服。
How the house is full of clothes and bags.
那家里面就是已经有很多的这些手提袋，还有就是衣服。
I forgot shoes as well.
我忘了说还有鞋子。
And the mother said, "What are you doing? Why do you buy so many of this?"
那一次母亲就说，你在做什么？你为什么买这么多这些东西呢？
And the girl replies, "It's none of your business. It's my money."
女儿就说，这与你无关，这是我自己的钱啊。
I don't borrow money from anybody.
我也不向人借钱。
It's my money. I have the right to use it.
这是我的钱，我有主权来决定怎么做。
Well, that's the way people are.
这就是世人的作风。
But do you think God gives us money just to accumulate things?
你想想，神给我们钱财，是不是让我们来累积这些物质的东西？
Hoard up as much as we can.
把这些就是堆积的越多越好。The
Bible is very clear.
圣经很清楚告诉我们。
When God blesses with material things, it's not just for our pleasure. It is also to help the poor and to set God's work forward.
那圣经告诉我们说，神赐给我们这些物质的钱财，那不只是让我们能够来这样的享用，更是要我们去照顾那些有需要、那些穷困、那些有需要人帮助的人。
You think your ways and your actions are right?
你认为你的作风、你的做法，还有你所做出来的是正确的吗？
But the Bible says God will weigh your intentions.
那圣经却告诉我们说，神会衡量你所做这些事情的动机。And
I just gave you one illustration, but there are thousands of aspects of our life which God examines.
我只不过是指出其中的一个方面作为例子，其实在我们生活当中有许许多多各方各面。 我都是在神的教导底下。Look
at verse 3.
我们来看第三节。The
Bible tells us we should commit our work unto the Lord, for our thoughts shall be established.
圣经就告诉我们说，我们应当把我们的事情交托耶和华，好叫我们所谋的就能够成立。Well,
that's interesting that here we are told that whatever we plan to do, our works, in the idea of not the completed action, but the plans we have to accomplish.
我们在这里被教导说，就是让我们知道说，我们在策划，就是我们在思想，而不是想到说那个成就了的事，而是我已经就是成果，而是我们在整个的思虑，筹，就是整个策划的时候，我们都应该来仰望神。Whatever
be your plans,
无论你的计划是什么，
you must know without God blessing it, you can't accomplish it.
那你要知道说，若不是有神的赐福，那你是没有办法成就的。And
so you must commit. The word for commit is like rolling up something to someone.
那我这里就是告诉我们说，我们叫交托。那交托在这里的意思有点就是说，pushing
it up，
把它推出来。
Suppose you are carrying something very heavy.
就好比你就是提着很重的东西。
Your hands are tied.
你的手就是被这些所占据了。
And here comes somebody who is stronger.
然后我们看到说，有一个更强壮的一个机会来了。
Please take it from.
你就说，请你帮我来接着这个。
You commit it to that person's care.
你就把这事交托给那人来照管。
There must be a willingness to give to God.
那你必须有这样的一个愿意的心，把它献上给神。
In other words, life is full of works.
那换句话说，我们的生命就是充满着各样当去行的事。Whether
it's cooking,
无论是烹饪，
or going to work,
或者是去上班，
or children studying,
或者是孩子们上学，
or cleaning the house,
或者是打扫，就是料理家务，
or driving,
或者是驾驶车，
or preaching,
或者是传讲神的话。
All these are works.
那这些都是要做的事。
A man's day is full of works.
一个人的一天的光景里面是充满着各样当做的事。
I've not been feeling well for almost a week.
我已经有差不多一个星期就感到不舒服了。
Constant fever.
那一直都有发烧,
I have some sort of infection, not the throat infection, but something internal.
我就是受到一些病菌的感染, 不是喉咙上, 不过是身体, 内部有一些,
This morning when I woke up, I was feeling feverish.
然后我今天早上, 起来的时候, 我就感到说, 有发烧。
I took the medicine and waited for it to come down.
我就吃了药, 就是等候它, 这个体温降下来。
And I was not feeling very good in driving.
然后我也就是感到, 就是不能够, 觉得说, 可能不能够很好的驾驶。
I have to drive from Tampines to Jurong.
然后我必须从丹比尼那边驾驶到玉朗这里。
And I prayed.
我就祷告。
I sat at the driving, in front of the wheel, steering, and prayed, Lord, I'm so weak. Please drive for me.
然后我就在驾驶的座位，就是在驾驶盘上，我就祷告说，神啊，求你帮我驾驶。
I always enjoyed driving. I love driving.
然后我是喜欢开车的人。
But it was one day, it was never been like this. It is this one day that I don't want to drive.
从来没有这样感觉过，只有这是第一次我有这样的想法，说我不愿意驾驶。
Well, I'm here. The Lord drove for me.
好，我感谢神，神，我到了这里，神替我驾驶。
You mean Pasakoshi didn't drive?
你是说？
No, I drove.
我驾车,
and it not I.
但是却不是我,
the Lord who drove.
是神他自己驾驶。
Today I told my wife, I wish I didn't have to go and preach today.
今天早上我告诉我的太太, 我说我多么期盼说我不需要去讲道。
And I have two more messages to go today.
然后我今天还有仍然另外两堂要去传讲。
Never in my life I ever wish I don't have to preach today. Every day I want to preach.
我从来一生中没有想过这样的事情，就是说不要去传讲信息，因为我是很喜欢就是为神讲道的。
But I will trust God.
然后我会来信靠依靠神。
We have a beautiful verse in Psalm 127. Except the Lord build a house, those who build it labor in vain.
然后我们有神美妙的话语，就在诗篇127篇那边告诉我们说，若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然。
Life is full of labor.
那生命就是充满着当做当办的事。
Nothing can be accomplished without sweating and toiling.
没有一样东西是我们不用付出、不用流汗、付出劳力就可以完成的。
Even happy things come through much sorrow and difficulties.
即使说喜乐的事情，也是要经过各样的，就是劳苦愁烦而得的。
But we commit it all to the Lord.
然后我们却把这一切都交托给我们的主。
And we ask God to give us the grace to endure the pain. The struggles.
我们就求主给我们有这样的够足的力量，来忍受那苦楚，来继续的，就是有能力的来挣扎到底。
And he promises at the end of verse 3, thy thoughts shall be established.
那在这第三节里面，他就应许我们说，那你这么做，你所谋算，你所谋的就必成立。
Now one must understand. A very important truth here. God is not going to do everything you want to do.
那神不会，就是来做你心所愿的每一件事情。
God is going to do what you have already yielded to Him.
那神是会来为你做那一些你已经把它交托给他的。
In other words, your thoughts are yielded to God. Your thoughts are already yielded to God.
换句话说,
you check whether your thoughts are clean in the sight of God.
然后你就查验一下到底你的心思在神的眼中是不是看为是清洁的。
And when you examine the clean thoughts that you want to achieve, it's full of labor and trouble.
然后当你来就是查验说你这个清洁的心思的时候，你就看到说，哎，这当中是充满着各样的重担愁烦。
Worry and fear do come.
我们可能就是会焦虑，甚至是害怕。
But you keep on committing it to the Lord.
然后你却继续持续地把它交托给主。
Soon you shall see the thought that started with the Lord and continued with the Lord shall be accomplished.
那很快的，就是你就会看到说，那个开始的心思，开始交托给神的心思，继续在。 就是继续依靠神来继续思虑思想下去的，那最后将他将要成就。
Now in verse 4,
那在第四节,
we have an extraordinarily comforting verse.
那我们有一个特别，就是让我们格外的感到安慰的一节经文。
It says, "The Lord has made all things for Himself."
那我们这里刚才说，他说。 耶和华所造的，各事其用。
Even the wicked for the day of evil.
就是恶人也是为祸患的日子所造。
You know, in our life, we meet with all sorts of people.
我们在生活当中，我们就是遇见许许多多不同的人。
Some are very wicked people.
有一些是很邪恶的人。
And they really find ways and means to trouble us.
那他们就是想方设法的来，就是来迫害我们，为难我们。
And they cause a lot of pain and agony to us.
他们知道我们真的是有许多的痛楚，真的是许多的忧虑。
And the Bible says something very amazing.
圣经却在这里有一个很奇妙的描述。
He says, God made all things, including the wicked.
那他说，神创造一切，包括这些邪恶的人。
It doesn't mean God made the wickedness.
不是说神创造邪恶。
God is not the author of sin.
那神不是那创造罪的那位。
But that person's life was created by God.
而那个人，他的生命是神所创造的。
Now, if we do something wrong,
如果我们做了某些错的事情
，and continue to hurt us，
而且继续是受到伤，我们受到伤害。
That person is not doing because he managed to undo or outdo God's plan。
那个人所做的这些恶事继续伤害我们，那他所做的并不是说他就是胜过了神的心意。
That wicked person, though disobey God and trouble we who serve God, is still a creature.
那那位就是邪恶的人，虽然他就是在那里为难我们这些服侍神的人，他仍然是一个被造物。
So do not look at his powerful wicked ways and feel that oh God, is not able to control him.
那不要有这样的一个想法，说，看到他这样的一个蛮有权能的这邪恶的作为。 那以为说他真的是很有能力，要知道说，其实神仍然是能够掌控他的。God
allows them to be so.
那神是容许他们能够继续这样子的，危害。There
is such a truth in the Bible that not all days, not all the days of our life are going to be perfect and smooth going. Some days are going to be evil days.
那在圣经里面也向我们阐明这样的一个真理，让我们知道说，我们所过的每一天的日子里面，它不是就是时刻的，就是顺顺利利，天色常然，而是有的时候，有一些日子，在那圣经告诉我们说是所谓的属于邪恶的日子。
God has a reason for that.
神容许这些是有他背后的意义的。Sometimes
to chastise us.
有的时候是用来管教我们。
Sometimes to keep us more humble and trusting upon God.
有的时候就是借着这些来使到我们更谦卑，就是更愿意的来依靠神。
Sometimes to test our faith.
有的时候就是来测验我们的信心。
We know the early Christians in Jerusalem were persecuted by wicked men, and because of persecution, they scattered all over the Western Europe, or what is known as Asia Minor, and started to preach the gospel.
然后我们知道说，在初期的时候，这些以色列信徒，那么，就是他们也被一些邪恶的人所逼害，逼迫。那因着这些逼迫，他们就分散，在就是整个小亚细亚，就甚至遍及这个欧洲的地方，那使到福音就传开出去。So
God allows some wicked people to do certain wicked things, so that He may take glory in all these situations.
那神因此我们看到神容许一些邪恶的人来做一些邪恶的事情，那使到最终他就是得着荣耀。
Let us therefore remember.
因此我们必须时刻的就是记得。
We should never think about our life without God.
我们不应当有这样的一个想法，说我们的生命就是没有神的存在。Our
thoughts,
我们的
our words, our actions, our entire life experiences.
我们的心思，我们的言语，我们的作为，我们整个人生的体验
are all under God's supervision.
都一切都在神的监管底下。
We humbly submit to God all these things in prayer.
我们就是谦卑的把这一切就是借着祷告交托给神。
And He will accomplish all things through us for His glory.
然后他就会来完成一切的事情，那就是借着我们来完成这一切的事情，来使到他的名得着荣耀。
At the end of life,
在生命的结束的时候，
what finally matters is how you have pleased God.
那最终就在乎说你是怎么样的来取神的讨神的喜悦。
It's not how much you have accumulated.
不是你所累积的有多少。
How famous you have been.
你是有多享有多大的名誉。
But what you have done for the Lord, who rules over our lives.
而是你是为我们的主，那位掌管我们生命的主，做贡献了多少。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
We thank you, O God, that thou art a God who rules over all aspects of our lives.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为你是那位掌管我们生活各方各面的那位神。
May our thoughts be always pleasing unto you.
愿我们的心思在你眼前时刻看为是可喜悦的。
Let not our imaginations and desires go wild in the ways of wickedness.
让我们的欲望，我们的想法 不至于被这些邪恶所占据。
There are many things that happen around us over which we have no control.
生命中有许多的事情是不在我们掌控里面的。
But all of the things that thou hast appointed us, may we be faithful to you.
那些你所交托于我们的事物，求主让我们真的是忠于你的委托。
We know the wicked people are increasing in this world.
我们知道在这地面上的邪恶的人是天天的增多。
We know the Bible predicted of such evil days.
我们也知道圣经也告诉我们说有这样的一个祸患的日子。
It will be like the days of Noah.
就像挪亚时代的日子。
People enjoying the filth of sin all the time.
人是在那里享受着最终之日。
Christians may find the life on earth a very difficult one.
那身为基督徒，我们可能会在 八节他说,
but help us to remember all these proofs that our God reigns, for he has so prophesied all these things.
求主帮助我们，让我们时刻记得这一切，就让我们看到说，我们的主是掌控一切的。
We know our Lord shall come quickly to judge the world. He will take the wicked in his sin. Satan and all his servants will be judged and put into an eternal hell.
邪恶的仆役，他们都会被定罪，丢到那永恒。But those
who trusted the Lord,
而那些信靠主的人,
and yielded their hearts and minds to serve Him,
献上他的心思意念来服侍他,
shall be received into His glory.
And
will be rewarded.
而会得到他所要赐的奖赏.
Only that which is done for Christ shall last forever.
唯有为主耶稣基督所做的一切能够永恒存留.
So we commit ourselves once again to thee.
因此主，我们再一次的把自己交托在你圣手中.
That our God may control our hearts and minds and help us to do all His good will.
求主来掌管我们的心思意念，让我们所行的都是遵照你的心意来行。
In Jesus' name.
奉靠救主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.